Well, my favorite story of 2012, it's not the most important of the year, and it probably doesn't have any groundbreaking consequences, but I think it is probably the most quintessentially Northern that we did on our show. The story actually begins a couple of years ago when Diane Vanderweel was driving around her farm out near Fort St. James.
We come across a little yellow, we didn't know what it was, and scurrying around the road, and we watched it for 20 minutes, half an hour, and slowing down as it was coming, and the eagle was in the tree watching it also as we were. Half an hour had passed, and we jumped in and took her home. She fit in the palm of your hand. She was only a couple of days old. And just this little ball of fluff. We didn't know if it was a duck or a goose. We didn't even know if she was going to survive.
But survive she did. And to Diane's surprise, the ball of fluff grew up to be a Canada goose who would take on the name of Lucy.
She's become a member of the family. She comes and goes as she pleases. Lucy is not behind bars. She's not held captive. She flies and goes at will, and but she's always returned here. I have geese that lay and rest and feed in our back property and in all the surrounding areas. I've walked Lucy up there and to swim with them in around here in the waters and stuff and in our backyard. She doesn't want to have anything to do with the geese. She'll follow me right back home. They fly by over all the time over our property, and she just cocks her head and looks up, and no interest in leaving or joining the geese.
All right, so far it's just another tale of humans interacting with wild animals in northern BC. Nothing too out of the ordinary. But then the story gets really interesting. On January 11th, 2012, conservation officers arrive unannounced and seize Lucy. It turns out there's a federal rule against keeping migratory birds captive. Somebody's complained and Lucy is boxed up and sent away to an undisclosed location. And that's when Diane starts to fight back. She starts a Facebook page to free Lucy, and people from all over the world get involved. The story spreads through newspapers, radio, and the internet, and then it takes on a truly Canadian twist. And here's Diane once again speaking to our very own Carolina DeRike.
So I understand that you, after this story aired, you heard from a very high-level government minister. Tell me about that phone call you got.
Yes, we received a call from Peter Kent, Honorable Peter Kent.
That's the Environment Minister.
Yes, the Minister of Environment, and he had called to say that he was sorry that put our family through this, and that she should have never been removed from the property.
It's not very often that individuals like you or I hear from a federal minister of environment, well, any federal minister. What was your response when you got that apology?
Relieved, overjoyed. It was the first time that someone had, official had been on my side, and I was elated.
And on Lucy's side, too, so you get word that she's going to be coming home. What was her trip home like?
I got word on Friday she was coming home. She arrived Monday and was placed back into the yard.
And what happened when she was placed back into the yard?
We knelt down into the crate and, talked to her, make sure I got the right goose back.
You were concerned about that?
Well, I had some concerns. As soon as she started honking and we let her out of the cage and she was happy free bird again.
What did she do first, Diane?
Her first stop was taking off to the barn, screwing her little feet in the snow and made sure all her premises were still there, and she proceeded to come up the stairs on the deck and honk at the door to come in.
And presumably you let her in?
And she came in.
What happened next?
She lies sleeping in the house by the fire. She would not let us out of her sight, and she seems to be taking it well. She's lost a bit of weight, but she'll she'll get back to health very, very soon.
She has had quite a trip by airplane and Lord knows what else. What do you think, if she could talk, what sort of stories do you think she's sharing with the other members of the Barnyard family?
I think she'd be saying, watch out for those crates. I just came from an unwanted holiday and glad to be home.
Now, we should talk about some elements of this, because this, in many ways, it changes the rules a bit. There are rules about having a Canada Goose on your farm. So what changes have you had to make personally?
She has her own enclosure. It's a separate enclosure away from the chickens. And I would like to note, you know what, Lucy was here on her own accord. She could fly and, be with her other, and migrate with other geese, but it was her choice to stay. She was never held in captivity.
And what happens next with Lucy the Goose? Is this the end of the story, or will we hear more about her adventures, do you think?
Well, I'm keeping all her friends and posted on her her comings and goings, and she's home now. She's happy, and they just want updates as to her daily life, so we're keeping that going.
When you go visit her this morning, what do you think the first thing is that you'll say to her?
As always, good morning, Lucy.